Here we are.
Here we are again.
And with Tali and Daniel from St. Jacobi Lutheran School. Guys, would you like to take over now and start asking the questions you'd like to ask, please?
Okay. What were some of the punishments that were given out at school?
Oh, yes. Well, not so much the girls, but the boys got the cane in those days. Yeah. 6 cuts. Yep, and there should be a bit more of it, I think.
What was your favourite hobby as a child?
Oh, I lived in the bush in Western Australia, and we just used to walk in the bush. We had, you know, no phones, we had not a lot. We used to walk in the bush, and there was a gully sort of. We lived in a dry area, but there was this gully sort of thing, and we used to go and find the stones that had been there for thousands of years, you know, pick them up. I've always loved stones, and that we just used to walk in the bush and find stuff.
What schools did you go to?
Wildcatcham Primary School in Western Australia. I never went to high school.
What's your best memories?
Best
memories
at school.
Of school, just school in general. I didn't have any problems with school. I wasn't any good at maths, but I was okay at English. So I didn't have any dramas at all at school.
Oh. Hmm. Did you sing in a choir?
Oh God, no, darling. I can't sing, never have been able to sing. I haven't got a voice at all. Sadly.
When were you born and where?
I was born in Leederville, which is a suburb of Perth in Western Australia. And I was born in a house, and the house is still there. A very, very solid house in Leederville, yeah.
When were you born? When were you born?
Where?
No, when? When were you born?
Oh, that's a long time ago. I was born on the 9th of August, 1929.
What year did you move to the Barossa Valley, and what were your first impressions of the Barossa Valley when you moved?
That's a very good question. 50 years ago, the very first time I came to the Barossa Valley, my son was 12, and we came across the Nullarbor and came in through Clare and down into Clare, and then we decided to go across to Kapunda and then come into from Kapunda into the Barossa to Tanunda, and we came down that road, and the first thing we saw was the Vine Inn. And it's just so different to Western Australia, the whole thing, you know. Then when we drove down from the main street of Tanunda and came back through that arch as you come through, and all the German orientated stuff that there is here, that doesn't exist in Perth because of the heritage, you know. Yeah, it was really quite impressive.
Was there any cheeky stories from your school days?
Was there any
cheeky stories from your school days?
Cheeky stories? Oh God, yes, I could tell you a few of them. a couple of cheeky ones. I dare not probably say on it. They're not that bad, but. What about, we used to joke, laugh about it all the time, say it all the time, what about polish it behind the door? Have you got it?
Can you elaborate?
Polish it behind the door. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh yes, there's a couple of others I could tell you about Captain Cook. But I won't do that, no.
What about any nursery rhymes?
How easy or difficult was it to travel? Well, we only travelled virtually, us three kids, my two brothers and I, on the back of a truck.
Wow.
From the wheat belt where we lived to Perth, where we had to, my dad had to frequent quite often, and the three of us used to stand on the back of a truck, holding on, not allowed to do it these days, hang on to the back rid of the of a truck. When I say a truck, you probably think of great big trucks with sides on and all that sort of thing. I'm talking about, which was something special at the time. My dad had a 12-foot tabletop truck, no sides on it at all, just that much, you know, the board along the thing. And us three kids used to hang onto this thing for 120 miles going to Perth. So it was quite easy for us to travel.
Was it uncomfortable standing up for that long?
We didn't even think about it, my darling. We just stood up there and relished the moment.
What shops stand out that you used to go to frequently?
Oh yes, well, Wahkatchum, where we lived, there was only about six shops. And of course, being kids, the most precious shop was the ice cream shop. Where we used to get ice creams and, you know, and buns, because the ice cream shop was also the baker. Yeah. No Kentucky Fried.
What foods were unusual or specific to that period?
Just good wholesome meat and vegetables and soups and stuff. We didn't, just good plain food really was, you know.
Can I ask you, Pat, to finish up, is there any advice you'd like to pass on to these two young individuals here?
Yeah. There's lots of horrible stuff going on these days, isn't there, in schools and stuff. You know, bullying and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Be kind. Be kind. Don't bully anybody. Nobody needs to be bullied. They don't. No. And respect. Respect for everybody. Respect for... Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting us come and talk to you.
Oh, that's okay. I just hope I've done it justice.
Oh, it's terrific. There's some wonderful stories there. That was really good.
Really?
Really good questions, guys.
Thank you.
That's all right, Talia and Daniel.